Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Irish small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Thanks for staying with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We consider that a sign of high intelligence. Going to be glad you did, because you're going to meet somebody that I met about 3 weeks ago. If you remember, I was in New York City. I broadcast my show from the Union League Club there in Midtown Manhattan, and I was at an event there, a small business event that our buddy Brian Moran was putting on, and I was moderating a panel there. Well, before my panel, I had the pleasure of hearing Robert Walsh speak. And Robert is the New York City's, the Department of New York City's Small Business Services. He's the commissioner for that department. He helps New York City attend to the needs and the requirements and the challenges of the city's 200,000 small businesses, and he's got a big job ahead of him, or I shouldn't say ahead of him. He's been doing this now for 4 or 5 years, but they're doing some really interesting things, and I wanted him to tell you about them, and I invited him on the show, and so here he is. Robert, welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it, and thanks for coming up to New York recently.
Well, it was a lot of fun. We always like coming to the big city, and New York's one of my favorite cities. I don't know why people, you know, some people, you know, don't like to go to New York, but if you spend any time there, the truth is, of all the cities I've ever been to around the world, it's the easiest to navigate of all the big cities, isn't it?
It is, and what's interesting, I was away from New York for 5 years.
You were in North Carolina.
I was in North Carolina. I was in Charlotte, and it's sort of interesting to come back in a different perspective. And I often look at New York City as 300 neighborhoods, you know, that you can end up exploring and that have a lot different character. And when you start talking about small business, it's made up of, you know, so many small businesses and entrepreneurs who are looking, you know, to make it. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what's happened in New York. Our crime has dipped so dramatically, you know, double-digit numbers.
And starting in Giuliani's, during Giuliani's
starting with Mayor Giuliani, and continuing at record numbers.
I'm so glad to see that Michael Bloomberg has been able, you guys have been able to maintain that kind of an environment. Because I'll tell you, I've been coming to New York for over 20 years on a regular basis. And it's just, I continue to feel safe walking around the city.
Well, good, and it feels good, and obviously it makes my job a lot easier, you know, in terms of getting around and, you know, seeing so many of the different small businesses, you know, throughout New York.
And I do that, Robert. When I come to New York, I walk, my wife and I both, we walk around a lot, and a lot of times at night, you know, back and forth to restaurants and going to shows and things like that. And I feel as safe in New York as I do anywhere else in the country.
Well, that's great. And come back, and for the listeners, also come and visit us.
And spend money, right?
That's a lot of it.
Do business with your – well, you know, we support the small business economy when we come there, because we like to do business with the small restaurants.
Well, we got over 20,000 restaurants, so, you know, of all kinds, and they're open, you know, 24 hours a day, you know, some of them. And, you know, if you go out, you know, beyond Midtown, and that's one of the things that I often tell people who are coming, you know, from outside of New York is get on the subway or get in a cab and visit some of the neighborhoods, whether it's, you know, in downtown Manhattan or across the bridge in Brooklyn. There's so much wonderful diversity that's taking place in New York.
Well, absolutely. Now, one of the things that a lot of people might not know is that there are 55 business improvement districts. That's kind of your universe, isn't it?
It is, and the business improvement districts are growing. I started.
Tell us what those are. Tell us what a BID is.
A business improvement district are property owners who get together And end up taking it upon himself, basically, to make the neighborhoods better. And what they do is they end up assessing themselves. I guess that's a nice way of saying taxing themselves to improve the neighborhood. And I ran the Union Square Business Improvement District in New York for about 8 years before I went down to Charlotte, North Carolina. And we have them of all different sizes. We have 55 business improvement districts that are improving New York City. Why do people form them? They want a cleaner, safer, more attractive business district. I believe in Alabama there's one in Birmingham.
Well, you know, they're all over the country. And the thing about it, though, this is where business owners have taken it upon themselves to say, you know what? We're not going to expect the government to do everything. We're going to take ownership of our own environment.
I
want you to hold on to that thought, Robert. I want you to talk about this some more. This is a very, very interesting idea, folks. And we'll talk about this some more with Robert Walsh right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Hi, Jim. This is Jack Mitchell, author of Hug Your Customers and Hug Your People. Jim, congratulations. You are simply a world-class Hall of Fame hugger. Best to you, your family, and all of your listeners.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend, and soon to be old friend, because we're going to get Robert back on the show with us in the future to continue to keep us posted on what's going on in the Big Apple, New York City. Robert is the commissioner of New York City's Department of Small Business Services, SBS, and that's something that Mayor Bloomberg initiated, isn't it?
It's hard to believe, and it's still hard to believe, that many cities throughout the country do not have an agency that deals with small businesses. You know, I've looked high and low.
You're right. A lot of them leave it up to the Chambers of Commerce, which is great. If the city would just support the Chamber of Commerce, great.
That's right. That's right. And you start looking at the city, and if you're a small business owner, where do you go? And what Mayor Bloomberg ended up saying, when he was running for office, he would go through the blue pages and try to understand all the different bureaucracies of all the different agencies and say, enough is enough. We're going to have a small business advocate, and I'm going to name an agency specifically for small business. We've had other mayors. We had the mayor of Boston down here recently. We've had the mayor of Chicago and a number of others who have taken a look at what we've been able to do to serve small businesses and make things happen on that level, and it just makes sense. It makes a lot of sense.
Right. Well, absolutely. And of course, I'm very familiar with how chambers work, and some cities you go to, Dan, the chambers and the mayor's office and the commissioners have a really great working relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And some places, incredibly, they're estranged, and in most cases, I found that when there was an estranged relationship, it's because the politicians don't get it about who's really driving the economy.
I would agree with you. I mean, just from my perspective, being in government, out of government, involved in nonprofit economic development organizations, sometimes government look at the chambers, or in some cases, business improvement districts, that are helping, in a competitive way rather than a partnership way. And they look at them as, that group of folks who are on the sidelines being critical. And they're being critical sometimes because they need something to happen in their center city or in the outlying areas. And that's where that friction is created. I could tell you that, my time in Charlotte, it was a good relationship. We had a city manager system.
Mm-hmm.
The chamber was respected. The organization that I headed up was a nonprofit organization, It was a business improvement district,
right.
And we were able to, forge a nice relationship, and that's important.
Well, I would encourage the small business owners who are listening to the show, and all small business owners, to talk to when you're considering candidates for for the you know, for the city council council members and the mayor and what or whatever your structure is, and the county government organizations as well. Ask those people about their attitude about small business. Find out what their attitude is about small business. Find out how they feel about the Chamber of Commerce. And if you don't get a positive read from them about this, then vote for somebody who does have a positive attitude about small business. And you know, Robert, one of my goals is to get small business owners to become single-issue voters for their businesses.
Boy, that makes sense. You know, it's interesting. The mayor, you know, while you're speaking, I'm thinking back when I got appointed in January 2002. I was gung-ho. I wanted to get in. I wanted to restructure the agency. I wanted to do so much. Mayor Bloomberg told me, you know, for the you know those first couple of months is, you know, basically go on a listening tour and really listen to what small businesses wanted in shaping the agency. And I remember pushing back just a little bit and saying, you know, but we have so much to do. And he says, well, how do you know what to do if you haven't listened to the
how
small
How do you know
businesses?
Where to start, huh?
And we learned a lot, and we basically the blueprint of the restructuring of the agency that existed was based on what the small businesses wanted. You know, they wanted our help in navigating government. They wanted our help in finding capital or incentives. They wanted our and one of the things that was interesting, and maybe this is for a later show, is they also wanted help on workforce. Yeah. And identifying workforce, but we had a broken system, and we couldn't help them.
What workforce help did they need?
Identifying people.
Yeah. They knew there were people somewhere in the city who they needed, but there wasn't a clearinghouse, so to speak. There wasn't a bureau that could help them put the need with the want.
Oh, it's even better. We had something called the Department of Employment. And what the mayor did was he put it out of business, and he combined it with workforce development. And I would say
that's smart.
That is something a lot of cities still do not do. They have workforce and job training money, and there's millions of dollars there that come from the federal government and come from state government, and they treat it as if it's a social service,
right,
rather than a tool for economic development. And
that grows jobs and grows jobs and grows tax dollars and the economy.
You bet.
Yeah,
and he basically put it out of business and said we're gonna do the same thing we did with our small business agency.
I'm glad to know that about the mayor. You know, I might consider him for president now that I know this. he's making a lot of sense as a businessman. Stand by, a quick break. Tintel. Robert Walsh is our guest. He's the commissioner of the Small Business Services Department in New York City. It's a big job, an important job, and from what I can see, he's doing it well. Tintel, stay with us. Your love lifted me higher. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and the archives and the articles and the Brain Trust and our newsletter. You can subscribe to it there. You can check out our blog and subscribe to it as well. We update that every weekday. The newsletter comes by email once a week on Sunday to get you ready for the week ahead. All those things there. We can podcast the interviews that we do every day, and not only the ones we do today, but also the ones we did 7, 8, 9 years ago, all the way back to 99. You can podcast those old interviews, and some of them are still current. Some of the information there, the wisdom of my Brain Trust members has not changed. Fundamentals don't change that much, folks, so there's a lot of good stuff in there that you can use. It's all free to you thanks to our corporate partners. Also, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz. Check that out. We've got Small Business Answers waiting on your questions. Robert Walsh is our guest, folks. Rob is the Commissioner of New York City's Department of Small Business Services, and he helps manage and helps support the New York City's 55 business improvement districts. Rob, I want to get you to give us a website, and then I want to talk about those BIDs again. Go ahead.
Terrific. Our website, and thank you very much, is nyc.gov/sbs.
All right. What do we find when we get there?
You'll find a whole bunch of information. You'll find information on, you know, business improvement districts, obviously, and a lot of details on that. You'll find information for small businesses on putting a business plan together, incentive information, a lot of information on our new workforce development initiatives, a wide variety of information, and then also linkages to all the other city agencies. You know, one of the things that the mayor did, you know, when he came into office, was created something called 311, which is very popular in a lot of other cities,
mm-hmm.
which is a phone number that people could end up calling, New Yorkers could call, for non-emergency services. So all the different city agencies are linked into it. And you know what? It's getting about 40,000 calls a day.
Wow.
40,000 calls a day from everything from, you know, my street light is out.
Now, see, this is the kind of support that businesses need from government, not regulations, not taxation.
Exactly, exactly. I mean,
And not telling us how to run our businesses. We just need you to help us manage the mess.
Well, you talk about a mess, and what we do is we end up piling on and piling on and piling on. You know, my biggest priority right now is something called Business Express. If you had to open up a restaurant in New York right now, you'd have to go through a dozen agencies and about 50 permits. And I don't want to scare people because, you know, there's 20,000 or so businesses who've done it.
Right.
What we're trying to do is get all of this information online.
Well, in a one-stop shop.
One-stop shop, and if
good
you look
for you,
around,
Rob.
Again, you don't have that, you know, being done. If there was a model out there, I would steal it. But it was, something that the mayor wants to get done, similar to 311, where you could end up going. And, you know, and across the country, people should take a look at this whole concept of 311. If they don't have it in their city, they should ask why and why not and why can't
you get
all
this came to your website, if I were in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, or Dime Box, Texas, and I came to your website, could I see how you're doing this and try to model mine after? Would there be enough evidence there to help me come up with my own model?
I think if you went to nyc.gov and you looked at the information at 311, I think you would have enough information that was a model that could be scaled down to a smaller version. Yes, I believe that's the case. And if you look at it, you'll see that there's a number of other cities, smaller cities, who are doing something, you know, quite similar.
Right.
A place that small businesses can go to deal with information. And a lot of the, you know, calls that we get that are then funneled back to us from the 311 operators that operate 24 hours, you know, 7 days a week, are issues of, you know, permits or navigating government, or I want to find out about, you know, training funds that are available, and it is just so helpful. It puts a face, you know, basically it puts a face on government.
What if I'm having trouble with an agency and they're being unreasonable? Is there like an ombudsman type of situation there?
You bet there is.
Yeah,
And that has helped. And you know,
Robert, I've got to stop you because we've run out of time. But will you come back another day?
I'd love to come back. I'd love to come back. I feel like we've touched on a lot of great things, and I want to also thank you again for coming out to New York. You were terrific.
My pleasure. And I'm gonna do it some more. Next time you join us, I want to talk some more about how these business improvement districts work, and see if we can't get that going more around the country. Congratulations on all you're doing for small business in New York City. Thank you very much.
Went very fast. Thank you,
Rob Walsh, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame. I gotta go, but just for this hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.